Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Good morning. Welcome to Share Talk. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with Justin Tooth, who is the executive chairman of FCR. Now, obviously, you've just heard me say FCR. Justin, would you like to tell us why it's FCR now?
Yeah, good morning, Stephen. Thank you for having me. We are generally using the acronym FCR as our brand name at this point because of all of the other changes that are coming to the fore with the company. We are actually still legally Ferrum Crescent Limited, but because we have moved away from iron ore, you know, which is where the word ferrum comes from, we are looking to a rebrand of the company. That's why our website has changed. That's why our new presentation will look completely different. And that really is all justified by the news that we've brought through this morning.
And would you like to tell us about that news that's come through this morning in relation to your trial project, which is lead zinc?
Yes, certainly. We are happy to announce that we have commenced drilling at the Taral project in northern Spain. It is, as you say, a lead-zinc brownfield site. It was mined way back, in fact, for zinc in the earlier part, sorry, for lead in the early part of the 20th century. But we are following up on the workings of others that had established a zinc resource at depth. We believe that there is a highly commercial deposit of zinc there in line with the other mines in the district. And we've got a reworking of the model that we are seeking now to prove up with the drill campaign, which has just started. I spoke to our field geologist this morning. They've had a very successful transition through the overburden. All of the utilities are fine. All of the people are excited, and they'll be putting in 6 days a week, and it won't take long. This is a 11 or 12 hole program for a couple of thousand meters, but it's exactly what we need at the right cost and at the right speed to work up our understanding of the mineralization structures.
So if we can have a look at the project historically, then you've got known grades from the historic data, and you obviously had a chat with Merlin, who's the sort of geologist on the ground, about the surface structures, and you've obviously gone to the site and had a look at that. Is that how you've come about with this drill program?
Yes, so you're right. Merlin Marr Johnson introduced the project to us, having done a study on it for a previous owner. He, in consultation with other technical directors, convinced us that there was a lot more to the Taral project than was previously understood, with a reworking, a realignment of the structures within the model. And so the historic resource that you allude to was high grade, but at depth, and that was because of the way it had been drilled historically, with very wide stepped out drilling by the state drilling company, by Lundin Mining and others. But what they have missed, we believe, and what they have not interpreted correctly, is that the dominant structures in that region are aligned in a different way, and that we think that there are multiple planar subvertical deposits. And we think that the surface showings that we now understand extremely well, having conducted an extensive ground campaign, channel sampling, and geochemistry surveys, that what we're doing is essentially joining the dots between the historical high-grade deposit, a resource at depth, to these surface showings. So our drill campaign, they're short drills. We're looking really in the top 150 meters just to make sure that we can intersect these deposits and understand the orientation and the locations within all of the other structures and fault lines, etc. For that, and that information will take us a very important step forward in understanding what we've got hold of here at Tyrol.
So based against what you've seen, obviously, in all of that work and with the previous knowledge in place, what are the hopes and expectations in regards to the upgrades?
So the as the core comes out, we'll be able, we have a team of field geologists, and they'll be looking, as they always do, at the mineralisation available to the naked eye. But those cores will then be sent off for assaying, and we're also going to put through another sort of mineralogical study, which actually looks at the potential recovery rates from any mineralization, looking at the particle sizes, etc., for testing. And this will be actually the first time that this part of the hill at Tyrol has been properly analyzed. And what we hope for in terms of aspiration are decent intersections in terms of thickness and grade, much the same as with any drill campaign. And most importantly for us is just firming up our understanding of the precise location of these zinc deposits, so that we can continue to create value with the drill bit. And the important point of all of this is the first time that FCR has been adding value with the drill bit for many years, and this day is an important milestone in the journey that we've been through over the last 18 months or so, moving from a company that was focused on basically trying to get a deal away with regards to a bulk magnetite deposit in the Limpopo district of South Africa, which was a difficult thing for other people to value. And now we are a proper exploration company with drills turning on a really exciting mineral that we think is going to continue to accrete in value over the medium term, that is zinc, in a mining friendly region of a Western European nation. And so today is a really important kind of rebirth, if you like, for FCR. And I think that now, once we get this story told, and once the news flow now starts to come through from the drill campaign and from future campaigns, that will start to accrete and will start to catch up in value to the other zinc plays out there, and we're every bit as good as a number of zinc listings out there which have substantially higher valuations.
In regards to the way forward then, if your hopes and expectations are met, what is the plan to actually create shareholder value in developing the project?
Yeah, the company is basically come through a long period of gestation, and it's now really into its proper development rate. So the company will grow out and build out as our valuation increases. We need to make sure that we keep a very tight control on the cost structures, but we need to make sure that we are geologically led. And so we will be adding to the technical team that we have. We already have an excellent drill campaign manager. We have an excellent head of geology down in Spain. We have other consultants that speak to us, but we want to bring in more geological strength into the senior management and at board level, and that will happen. Now we're at the right stage to attract and retain the people of the caliber that we want to have, and so the question of adding value will be to be smart with the drill, and we'll continue to be smart with how we spend our shareholders' resources.
In regards to, obviously, future funding or a direction within FCR, is the plan to bring on a strategic partner, or...?
No. At the moment, our plan is to continue with the existing strategy, which is that we will drive this project ourselves until we've grown it to a much, much larger state.
And what is the plans, obviously, once you've got a very well-known and defined resource in place? Will you be looking to sell or joint venture partner?
Yeah, the reality is that there is a lot of interest in economically mineable zinc at the moment. I would imagine that once we get our resource up to a certain stage, people will come looking. But our mantra is to deliver maximum value to the shareholders, and that will mean taking every opportunity on its own merits at the time. But I think we've got a long, long way to go at Taral. I think it's a very big hill, and if it's anything like Rubiales, and we think it's every much a bit of like Rubiales, then we've got several years of exciting news flow to bring through, and that's of course what everybody hopes for when the drills start turning, as they have today at Taral.
So with this drill project, you've obviously put a timescale of around 10 weeks before the project is actually done. What is the plan after those 10 weeks is concluded?
It's entirely dependent on the results, Stephen, from the assays. But under one course of action that I've outlined, we will have a set of knowledge from intersections of the mineralization, and then we will look to see how best to accelerate the resource development. And that'll mean a combination of assays of mineralogy testing and of further confirmationary drilling.
And will the plan be to put a JORC-compliant resource against what it is you found?
Yes, we won't be doing that off this particular off this phase one drilling, because the structure of it is 2,000 meters and a bit spread across several zones, etc. So this is this won't in itself have a JORC 2012 resource attached to it, but it will give us a very, very good indication of which way we should proceed thereafter.
Okay, Justin, is there anything further that you would like to cover?
Only that this drill campaign should take less than 10 weeks. We put in a conservative time because we don't want to we don't want to underdeliver against that kind of thing, but I can just assure everybody that the team down there on the ground is extremely positive and working hard, and very excited that we are now an exploration company proper, with drills turning, and we're feeling very, very good about our current circumstances.
Justin from FCR, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.